Object number 3. Village guest room. This room is arranged so as to illustrate a village guest room in Berat region. There are mattresses in two corners of the room, one of which was reserved for the head of the house to sleep on, and the other to the guest. The others sat next, following an order that was determined by their age. The low table was placed in the center of the room to hold the serving dishes, bowls, and utensils. On each side of the room stood the open cupboards where vessels for daily use were placed. The copper jug, a water container, was hung by the fireplace, and often the metal baking cover, baking tin, was also placed there. This room has an area for women and wardrobes, as well as wall cupboards. On either side of the fireplace there is a niche. This is the room where guests ate, chatted, and slept. The room has an attached bathroom where they washed. Object number 3. Village guest room. This room is arranged so as to illustrate a village guest room in Berat region. There are mattresses in two corners of the room, one of which was reserved for the head of the house to sleep on, and the other to the guest. The others sat next, following an order that was determined by their age. The low table was placed in the center of the room to hold the serving dishes, bowls, and utensils. On each side of the room stood the open cupboards where vessels for daily use were placed. The copper jug, a water container, was hung by the fireplace, and often the metal baking cover, baking tin, was also placed there. This room has an area for women and wardrobes, as well as wall cupboards. On either side of the fireplace there is a niche. This is the room where guests ate, chatted, and slept. The room has an attached bathroom where they washed. Object number 3. Village guest room. This room is arranged so as to illustrate a village guest room in Berat region. There are mattresses in two corners of the room, one of which was reserved for the head of the house to sleep on, and the other to the guest. The others sat next, following an order that was determined by their age. The low table was placed in the center of the room to hold the serving dishes, bowls, and utensils. On each side of the room stood the open cupboards where vessels for daily use were placed. The copper jug, a water container, was hung by the fireplace, and often the metal baking cover, baking tin, was also placed there. This room has an area for women and wardrobes, as well as wall cupboards. On either side of the fireplace there is a niche. This is the room where guests ate, chatted, and slept. The room has an attached bathroom where they washed. Object number 3. Village guest room. This room is arranged so as to illustrate a village guest room in Berat region. There are mattresses in two corners of the room, one of which was reserved for the head of the house to sleep on, and the other to the guest. The others sat next, following an order that was determined by their age. The low table was placed in the center of the room to hold the serving dishes, bowls, and utensils. On each side of the room stood the open cupboards where vessels for daily use were placed. The copper jug, a water container, was hung by the fireplace, and often the metal baking cover, baking tin, was also placed there. This room has an area for women and wardrobes, as well as wall cupboards. On either side of the fireplace there is a niche. This is the room where guests ate, chatted, and slept. The room has an attached bathroom where they washed. Object number 3. Village guest room. This room is arranged so as to illustrate a village guest room in Berat region. There are mattresses in two corners of the room, one of which was reserved for the head of the house to sleep on, and the other to the guest. The others sat next, following an order that was